Okay, friends, so today our story is called My Words Roar. This was written by Mary Di Palermo, and it's illustrated by Nina Russell de Polonia. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Climber.
You ready, Climber? Come climb over here next to me.
Okay.
Here we go. Sometimes my thoughts and feelings are wild and powerful. Like big, roaring dinosaurs. I just can't control them. I get a thought, then I share it, no matter where I am. Who is it that's telling us that?
A little boy.
A little boy. In the picture, it's our friend is a little boy, and he's telling us his story.
And there's a bunch of dinies.
Mm-hmm. I can be at the supermarket. My dad says his boss's ideas are all stinky. Or at the movies. Teddy tells me how this movie ends. The neighbor's a spy. Now, let me ask you something. If you hear your mommy and daddy or whomever, grandma or grandpa or whoever it is that you're listening to talk, a grown-up, if you hear your grandma and grandpa or somebody talk and they say something about someone else, should you repeat that thing that you heard? Mm-mm, no, that's a private conversation and it's not your place to talk about it. And if you go to the movies... and you think you know what's going to happen, should you say it real loud so everybody in the movie theater hears it? Mm-mm. Yeah, do you know what that's called? That's called being a spoiler. And we don't like spoilers. And so in the pictures, our friend here who's telling us about this, he's got dinosaurs jumping out of him, moving all around, roaring around. No good. I can be in my classroom. I wish I had a donut. Or in the library. Mom, are all those books overdue that you have at home? Oh my goodness. Would that be kind to point out someone else's flaws in front of them?
No.
No, probably not. And is it good to talk about things that aren't related to the subject that's being discussed in a classroom? Like if the teacher is standing here and saying, okay, boys and girls, today we are learning about the number 12. Today we'll be focusing on the number 12. And you say, I like the color green. Does that help her learn to teach the class about 12? Does that help anyone in the class learn around you about the number 12? Mm-mm. We gotta stay focused. Let's see what happens. It sometimes bothers people when my thoughts come blurting out or when my words interrupt their words. And here they are at the dinner table. The mommy and daddy are having a conversation and suddenly the little boy goes blah, 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 like a dinosaur just roaring over his mommy and daddy's conversation.
Blah, blah, blah.
So mom and I invented a talking tool. We call it the KISS. KISS stands for keep it silent, sweetie. It helps me to stop and think before interrupting. Of course, if there's an emergency, like an overflowing bathtub or a brother with a boo-boo, I speak up right away. But for all those other times, I'm learning to be respectful and wait my turn. That's good manners. So let's see. Keep it silent, sweetie. How could we use that? Do you think we could try it? What? Okay, let's see what happens. If I get a big important thought while someone else is talking, or I'm in a quiet space, or my thought is private. Like, for example, we see in this picture that Grandma has given him what?
Some new socks.
Some new socks. It looks like it's Christmas, and he's gotten some socks. And Grandma's standing there with Mommy, and they're both watching him. And he says, how am I supposed to play with these? How do you think Grandma feels? She crocheted him those socks. Instead of saying, thank you for the socks, he's complaining that he doesn't know how to play with them. Do you think that makes her feel good?
Well, he could just strap them on his feet.
He could, but do you see what I'm saying? How that might not have been the kindest thing to say at that time? Mm-hmm. I give my pointing finger a kiss. Which reminds me to keep it silent, sweetie. It's super silly. So here he is shushing all of the giant dinosaurs that want to make those statements. And they just want to go, rawr, how am I going to play with these socks? But no, he's saying kiss. But it helps me if I remember to do it. Oh, now look at this. Here's another opportunity for him to use that kiss. They're at the playground. And it's not his turn to be it, but they're all playing hide and go seek. And so the person who's counting is almost done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he says. And our friend jumps up and points to some of the other kids that are hiding and says, there! Uh-oh, he's showing them where the other kids are hiding, and that spoils the game, doesn't it? You wouldn't like it if you were playing hide and seek and someone came up to you and told you where everybody else was hiding. And you wouldn't like it if you were playing hide and seek and someone told the person who was it where you were hiding, would you? Mm-mm. The other day, I was with Grandma, and she was talking to her friend about something serious, and I forgot to kiss. Why all the frowny faces? He says, marching in, playing his drum as loud as he can. What if that had been a real sad situation they were talking about? That might make them both very sad. Then my friend Annabelle drew a picture of her pet frog and I forgot to kiss again. That's not a pet. Pets have fur. But not all pets do, because fish are pets, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And lizards. Mm-hmm. And birds. And frogs can also be a pet. Oh boy, our friend has got to learn to keep his mouth quiet. Let's see what happens next. Grandma wasn't happy, and Annabelle wasn't happy.
Who's Annabelle?
His friend who had the frog, see, in the picture. Which made me unhappy, too. I thought some more, and I decided to practice the kiss. And guess what? I started to remember to do it all by myself. That evening, I didn't interrupt at dinner, and then the next day, I waited to ask my question until story time was over. Like someone else I know who waits until story time is over if he has something he wants to do. You're very good at this too. Soon I was seeing lots of happy faces, and that made me happy too. And that, friends, is the end. But I want to just quickly say, friends, it is always okay to speak up if there's an emergency, okay? There's a big difference between interrupting versus like speaking up when there's something important to share, okay? And so you kind of have to watch the situation carefully. Let's say that you flushed the toilet and it overflowed. That's something you can interrupt Mommy about. You know what I'm saying? Like it's going to be a big situation if you don't, right? But it's also very important to listen and wait for grown-ups to finish talking before you start talking. So we want to make sure we do that too. You want to stop and look and listen to see if the time is right to share your thoughts out loud. But that is the end of the story. And we will now say the end, right?
The end.
The end.